Thank you. Thank you. a concert version of Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake, a 36-minute suite drawn by Maestro Leinsdorf from the ballet, played by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra with Eric Leinsdorf conducting. As soon as the applause began, Maestro Leinsdorf asked our three soloists, concertmaster Ruben Gonzalez, principal cellist John Sharp, and principal harpist Edward Brzezinski, to stand. They were warmly applauded by their colleagues in the orchestra, and then Maestro Leinsdorf asked the entire Chicago Symphony to stand with him. The Chicago Symphony, by the way, has recorded a suite from Swan Lake over the past few years. Some of the music I heard today is in it, but by no means all. This is Maestro Leinsdorf's own collation, if you will, of the suite. The recording of the Chicago Symphony playing a suite is on a London Decca recording with, with music director laureate Sir George Schulte conducting. And the applause recalls Eric Leinsdorf to center stage here in Orchestra Hall, Chicago. Again, he asks for solo bows from Ruben Gonzalez, John Sharp, and Edward Brzezinski. In fact, he asked Mr. Brzezinski first because as he was coming up the aisle, Mr. Brzezinski was the first of the three that he came to and asked him to stand and then came forward, and Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Sharp as well. The entire Chicago Symphony now standing with Eric Leinsdorf. Smetana, Lutosławski, and Tchaikovsky on this week's concert of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. This week's concert of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim, music director, was led by Eric Leinsdorf. Our guest soloist was pianist Ursula Oppens, who played the piano concerto by Witold Lutosławski in honor of the composer's 80th birthday. Maestro Leinsdorf began the concert with From Bohemia's Meadows and Forests from the symphonic cycle Ma Vlast, My Fatherland by Smetana, and concluded it with his own, Maestro Leinsdorf's own, concert version of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The concert, recorded for broadcast at this time, is a production of the WFMT Fine Arts Network. Weekly broadcasts of Chicago Symphony concerts are made possible on this station and on stations all across the United States by underwriting from Amoco Corporation and Amoco Foundation. The engineer for this broadcast was Larry Rock. And this is Norman Pellegrini, producer for these programs. We hope you've enjoyed the concert and certainly invite you to join us again next week and each week when the Chicago Symphony is heard in a complete concert on this station.